I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Time to answer our GeoQuiz now. A tourist agency in the county of Durham, England, has made an embarrassing mistake. It printed 50,000 copies of a visitor's guide claiming that slapstick legend Stan Laurel was born there. He wasn't. Stan Laurel was born in Cumbria. You can just hear what his partner Ollie would have to say about the mix-up.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
The BBC's James Alexander agrees it is a mess.
I mean, it's a terrible howler, clearly. And ideally, what you would do is withdraw these leaflets. You would recall them and recycle them. The problem is, here in the UK, we're living in straitened financial times, and the tourism bosses say they simply can't afford to reprint so many leaflets, 50,000 of them.
Well, maybe they should just cross it out and say, Stan Laurel was born not here.
Yes. I mean, here, I'm standing outside the house where he really was born. This is number 3 Argyle Street in Ulverston, Cumbria in the northwest of England. It's a humble, small, stone terraced house. There is a plaque on the wall. Stan Laurel was born here. But don't take my word for it, Lisa. Down at the Laurel and Hardy Museum in the town centre, I've seen it with my own eyes. They have an official copy of Stan's birth certificate, and this confirms he was born in this house in 1890, named Stan Jefferson. He didn't really like that name. It was a bit superstitious. He thought it was unlucky because it had 13 letters. And so the story goes, his girlfriend saw a picture of a Roman with a laurel wreath round his head, and a new name was born, and he would forever be known to history as Stan Laurel.
So I can only imagine that while we can laugh at this, not everybody's laughing. Did it create much of a stir?
People here, I mean, they are not getting too worked up. They accept this was a genuine mistake and not an attempt to steal Stan from them. They're really proud of him here. There's a pub named after him. They're proud of the fact that he's the local boy done good. He went off to the US, incidentally, in the very same troop as a young Charlie Chaplin. They were both young British unknowns and both made it big in Hollywood. I've been down to the Laurel and Hardy Museum. They've got Stan's hat in there, his ashtray. Been talking to Mark Greenhow from the museum. He says Stan was proud of his roots.
Stan remembered fondly being an Ulverston lad. He remembered the streets and the town and came back in 1947 with Ollie to show him the hometown.
And on the very spot where Stan and Ollie greeted cheering crowds all those years ago, there is now a fantastic statue of Laurel and Hardy together by a lamppost, grinning. Stan never forgot Ulverston, and Ulverston's never forgotten Stan.
The BBC's James Alexander in the town of Ulverston, County Durham.
I know.
Or is it Cumbria?
It is Cumbria in the northwest, not Durham in the northeast.
Just checking. Thank you, James Alexander. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.